From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hello everyone, my name is Jake Longwell, welcome to another hour of the best in jazz. We'll open the program with vibraphonist Terry Gibbs and a session recorded in Los Angeles in December of 1957 and released the following year as the LP Terry Gibbs Plays the Duke, all of the songs synonymous with Duke Ellington. He's in a quartet here with Lori Vinegar on bass, Gary Frommer on drums, and Pete Jolly on accordion, an instrument that we don't often hear in jazz. Here they are with their rendition of Caravan.
Thank you.
That's a quartet fronted by Holly Hoffman on flute. Holly is a classically trained flute player, but she's obviously quite adept at performing jazz on her instrument. She's in a quartet for this album with her husband Mike Wofford on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. The album Minor Miracle, and many of the tracks here are given a Latin or Brazilian arrangement, but we heard one of the more bop-oriented pieces, Will You Still Be Mine? Before that, South African trumpeter Marcus Wyatt and a track from his album Africans in Space, a wide variety of music on this album as well. Some of the tracks very spiritually oriented, in the same vein as John Coltrane. And other tracks, meanwhile, are influenced by funk and South African music. Here he's joined by Sidney Menisi on sax, Mark Fransman on piano, Herbie Soeli on bass, and Kesavan Naidu on drums. We heard Awakening. And we began the set with Terry Gibbs on the vibes, in a quartet which also included Pete Jolly on accordion. The album Terry Gibbs Plays the Duke, as in Duke Ellington. We heard Caravan. We'll begin this set of the jazz scene with another master of the vibes, Milt Jackson. Many people know Milt for his role in MJQ, the Modern Jazz Quartet. And actually, this album will feature Milt in a quartet, and three of the members of the quartet were members of the Modern Jazz Quartet. Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums. But instead of John Lewis at the piano, the pianist here is Horace Silver. A session recorded in 1955, the album The Milt Jackson Quartet, and from it we'll listen to Stonewall. Thank you.
So get out. You can leave on the 5:18. But don't go away saying I've been mean. But like any woman, I can change my ways. And a round trip ticket's good for 60 days. I told you I love you. Now get out.
Thank you.
Some of you might have recognized that last piece. If you grew up watching public television, or if you had children who grew up watching PBS in the last nearly 5 decades now, no doubt you watched at least one episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. And if you did, you probably recognized It's Such a Good Feeling. That was the last tune performed every day without fail at the end of each episode, right before the closing credits. Much of the music for the Mr. Rogers series was indeed jazz-based, and that's no surprise given that Fred Rogers was an accomplished jazz pianist. This version is from sax man John Ellis. He played tenor sax here, with Aaron Goldberg on piano, Mike Moreno on guitar, Matt Penman on bass, and Rodney Green on drums. It's from John's album It's You I Like, released on the Dutch Crisscross label, and it's a mixture of pieces written by Fred Rogers and some darker material written by Elliot Smith. Before that, the vocal in the set came from Stephanie Nikazian, jazz singer and voice teacher, from her 5th album, Lullaby in Rhythm, a tribute to June Christie. And we heard another husband and wife team on the show this week, as she's joined here by her husband, Hod O'Brien, on piano. The rest of the band, John Jensen, trombone, Harry Allen, tenor sax, Steve Gilmore, bass, and Chuck Riggs on drums. We heard I Told You I Love You, Now Get Out. And we began the set with Milt Jackson on vibes, leading a quartet, but not the modern jazz quartet, as many might expect. From the album Milt Jackson Quartet, we heard Stonewall. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I am Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and our blog and website is qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. We'll round out the hour with a pair of quartets. We'll listen first to the George Benson Quartet, at a time when George Benson was still a promising straight-ahead jazz guitarist before he ventured into more funk and soul and R&B territory. These sessions were recorded sometime in 1973 at the club the Casa Caribe in Plainfield, New Jersey. Now, this material has been issued in various forms on different CDs, but this is the first album that I know of to contain what I believe is the entire live set, with George Benson on guitar and also occasionally vocals, Mickey Tucker on piano, George DeVivier on bass, and Al Harewood on drums. From the album After Hours, this is All the Things You Are. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a quartet fronted by trumpeter Art Farmer. Actually, for these sessions, Art is heard exclusively on flugelhorn as opposed to trumpet. The album is a Spanish import on the Gambit label called Art and Perception. The CD title refers to the titles of the two LPs reissued on this one disc. Art from 1960 and Perception from 1961, both originally issued on the Argo label. And there are two slightly different quartets featured here. We listen to a track from the Art Sessions from 1960, Art Farmer on flugelhorn, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Tommy Williams on bass, and Albert Tootie Heath on drums. The 1961 sessions feature Art Farmer and Tommy Williams, but with Harold Mayburn on piano and Roy McCurdy on drums. Several of these musicians performed together previously as members of the Jazz Tet, a sextet which was co-led by Art Farmer. We listened to Younger Than Springtime. George Benson on guitar before that, with the Jerome Kern Oscar Hammerstein classic All the Things You Are, from the album After Hours, live at the Casa Caribe Club. And that will round out this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for joining me. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to your company again soon for another hour of the best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.